From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pakistani officials say a suicide bombing at a crowded public park in the eastern city Lahore late Sunday killed at least 65 and wounded hundreds more. Many of them were Christian families celebrating Easter Sunday. Carmen Michael is the Pakistani Minister of Ports and Shipping and a Christian community leader.
We are really very sad and feeling so upset because this is the day of our worship. This is the day of our holy festival, and the terrorist has attacked on the innocent people. So we strongly condemned on the behalf of the government, on the behalf of the leader of our community, and I would like to say that it's our responsibility as a nation that we have to face all these circumstances.
A spokesman for a breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the bombing, saying it specifically targeted Christians. Analyst Alam Payind of Ohio State University said such groups have no official support among Muslim nations.
It has been condemned by the Pakistani government and all Muslim majority countries. So this is a terrorist group, just like this ISIS or Daesh.
The chief minister of Punjab announced 3 days of mourning and pledged to bring the perpetrators to justice. Nigeria is awaiting an answer from Cameroon about the claim of a would-be suicide bomber that she's one of the Nigerian schoolgirls kidnapped by the insurgent group Boko Haram nearly 2 years ago. She was arrested Friday, one of two girls described as less than 15 years of age, with a 12-kilo belt of explosives in Lamani near the Nigerian border. This is VOA News. Belgium.